Right now it is time to bring in Thorne Christendotter from Main Street Magazine. Thorne joins us every Tuesday, and we take a look at some of the information on the pages of Main Street Magazine, their website, mainstreetmag.com, and, of course, their companion magazine. And we say good morning to Thorne. Good morning, Thorne.
Good morning. How are you?
Talked out. There's just so many things going on this weekend. I'm amazed at how much stuff is going on this weekend, as a matter of fact.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, it is a good thing, because we built back to where we were 2.5 years ago, and it's kind of nice to see. So, with that being said, enough of the pleasantries. we have a relationship with Bard College, our radio station, in New York. WLHV-FM is in Annandale on Hudson, originally filed for by Bard with the Federal Communications Commission, but they just couldn't put the money or anything together with it, so they came to us, and we took it over and got it on the air. So we have a close connection with them, and you've got there's just so much that Bard offers. I mean, their campus is amazing, and they've got more than one campus, but we're lucky, just a stone's throw away. They've got the Hessel Museum of Art, and you've got a terrific story on that.
Yes, Regina gives us a little bit of the history of the museum, and as well as talks about some of the exhibits that are permanent there, some of the ones that are running right now, and gives us a little glimpse at some of the artists that are exhibiting and have exhibited. And it sounds like, not just a great exhibit to go visit, but the history is so rich there, and the artistry that they have displayed through the years it seems very important. So I was thrilled that she was able to share the story with our readers.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, you see what they have there, not only with their art gallery, but their performance centers that they have and the mm-hmm. shows that they put on, really second to none. It's just an amazing campus and an amazing school that has just grown unbelievably. As a matter of fact, they just put together a couple of weeks ago a special scholarship program for Ukraine students that have been disrupted by the war. Mm-hmm. They will admit them free. So they can finish up their college education.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah, they're just on the front lines with a lot of different things. All right, we will move on and take a look at other stories that are in the magazine and online. Now, the magazine and online, they're slightly different, right?
Yeah, we have obviously the magazine comes out once a month as a printed piece, and we do put it also on our website and highlight a couple of the featured stories there, as well as the recipe. We put that on its own page, so it's easy to find. But then we'll have other stories on our website that are sometimes more time sensitive or more events related, so that we're not stuck to the monthly deadline. So we put content up there, or just things that are interesting that we may not have had room for, or that lend itself better to the website. So we always have content that could, there could be overlap, but sometimes there's very different content on the website as well.
Yeah, I just wanted to explain that for people who might not understand that, is that by getting the magazine and also by going to the website, you'll get the whole information, and it's because you guys put so many stories together. It's absolutely amazing what you managed to put on the pages of both places in a month. Move on to the story, Divine Inspiration.
Yes, Palm shared with us, I'm just trying to find it here. Palm shared is obviously our in-house garden expert. And in this, she shared about the open days. And, she starts off talking about, her kind of background experience in regards to gardening, but then ties it into how she came upon the open days and the impact that it had for her, and give some top gardening tips as a result as well.
Margaret, we have Margaret Roach here, and mm-hmm. we hear about the open days there, but there are many different open days in the months where gardens bloom mm-hmm. Throughout the Upper Hudson Valley, the Lower Hudson Valley, here in Northwest Connecticut. I'm amazed how many people are into gardens. I mean, they in the early they buy seeds, And they're like baseball fans. Baseball fans, when baseball season is over, no, it's not over. They have hot dog leave, there's trades, they talk. Well, the gardening season, I don't think ever really is over, because people who have gardens and are serious about it are already planning for their gardens and getting their seeds. And then the moment they can get their hands in the soil, doesn't matter if the soil's still 32 degrees, they do it. It's amazing how many people. Gardening and bird watching are two amazing activities that a lot of people do.
Yeah.
We will move on. Building community through design.
Yeah. Regina, in this story, shares with us a group in Kingston that, I can't find the name right now, that have been making a huge impact there. That's kind of a collaborative that for the greater good, designers, interior designers, builders get together. And Regina specifically talks about one house that they kind of renovated and then help people. So it's a way for the creative types to get together, collaborate, you know, share ideas, and then also do something with that talent for the community. And you can see on the second page the before and after of a home that they kind of renovated and fixed up. It's beautiful.
What's interesting about the picture, and it's, folks, it's not like the flip shows you see on TV where they go in, and they have not changed the outside character of the home except to enhance it by the use of different colors, a different door color, different trim color, different color on the house itself. And it more or less brings that house. It's almost like you're looking at a flat house, and then the after is a, it brings all the features of the house out, what they do on the outside. It really is cool. When you take a look at that picture, you can see how focusing in on bringing the attractive parts of the house out and getting rid of shutters just changed the total look of that house.
Mm-hmm. And taking those bushes out and fixing landscaping makes the house look bigger as well, I think.
Yeah. And no, it really is. It really is amazing. We have time for one more story. Mm-hmm. Natural by Design.
Yep. Since this is our art and design issue, Ian, our quote-unquote nature expert, talked about, you know, natural by design and about the outdoors and how that is basically design at its best. So he also talks about, you know, the impact of nature on us. And we've had this, you know, type of theme, you know, throughout the years in different stories, but it is such a important thing for us and the impact that nature has on us and our well-being so Ian kind of dives through a couple of these topics and accessibility of nature and the importance of it for us.
Hey, how did the Black before I let you go, how did the Black Friday that weekend go in Millerton last weekend?
Well, the parade on Friday was fantastic. Some of the floats were, there was one in particular that stuck out to me, and that was the boat with the Grinch in it. But it was a big turnout there, and then it was wonderful to see. Then on Saturday, because the Parade of Lights is Friday and Saturday, it's in Pine Plains, and a lot of the same, you know, people who show up, you know, show up to both with their floats and to show up for the communities. And I think that was the biggest parade I've ever been to in Pine Plains. It was amazing.
Oh, Pine Plains! Yeah, the Pine Plains parade is big. But I thought the parade in Millerton was bigger than it usually is.
We were down by the diner, so I didn't get to see. We didn't line up all the way up, but the streets were, when we got there, and we got there early, it was packed. And Libby got a couple of photos that I'll be throwing up today from it. But there was a lot of candy thrown around. The kids loved that. And there were people everywhere. So it was wonderful to see the community come together like that.
All right. Well, I guess when we speak to you next week, will you have the new issue out?
We will. It's coming Thursday.
All right. Thorin, we'll speak to you next week.
Sounds good. Take it easy.
Take care. Thorin Christendotter from Main Street Magazine. You can find them, of course, on the web, mainstreetmag.com, and at locations for free pickup throughout the tri-state region.